Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Florida International University for infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. There is exciting news around here out of the University of Illinois Chicago. We will maybe one day soon get a new antibiotic that will make it more difficult for bacteria to develop drug resistance. What can you tell us about this?
This is incredibly important work. What they are working with is something called a macrolone. It's a combination, it's a synthetic combination of two older types of antibiotics, the macrolides, which we're very familiar with like a Z-Pak or erythromycin or Biaxin. Those are macrolide antibiotics that attack the ribosomes of bacteria. Their ribosomes are different than our ribosomes. And so they've combined a macrolide with a quinolone. And quinolones are things like Cipro and levofloxacin, right? And what quinolones target are these enzymes of bacteria that affect how DNA winds and unwinds itself. So they affect DNA gyrase and topoisomerases, right? So by combining them, they're making it much harder for the bacteria to overcome this dual threat against them. By the way, this idea of a macrolone originated in the early 2000s in Zagreb, so in Croatia. And over time, more and more institutions have been recognizing that this is a great idea. And now with this work at the University of Chicago and in China and continued work in Croatia, we're really seeing this come to light. Unfortunately, we haven't yet gotten to a stage where we're doing any kind of clinical trials on these. Another good thing to realize about these macrolone antibiotics that are being developed is not only are they showing in the lab that they're going to work brilliantly, but because they're based on two types of antibiotics that we know are much safer than many other types of antibiotics, we expect them to have very good safety record as well. And so the potential here is enormous. It's a huge threat to the world, the problem that we're having with antibiotic resistance for bacteria, let alone antiviral resistance for viruses, et cetera. This is a huge step up.
And when might something like this come to the doctor's office? It takes a long time to develop antibiotics, doesn't it?
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of money hasn't gone into making antibiotics for a long time because people just weren't paying attention to this huge problem of antibiotic resistance until about 15 years ago, when it really became intense, when the WHO got in on the act, when you remember I was a member of the President Obama and later President Trump's advisory committee on combating antibiotic resistance, but that only started in 2015. So putting the emphasis that this type of work deserves is really, unfortunately, fairly recent, and there hasn't been the money for it for this type of development. But this drug exists. Several varieties of these, since we're combining the two drugs, the name combines the two names, macrolone, right? So these now need to be funded for clinical trials. And I think that, that will move us along. And we also need, by the way, more animal trials on these as well. So
is part of the problem, I'm sorry, go ahead, Dr. Marty.
No, to see when they would be available at the doctor's office really is a matter of getting these trials done, animal trials and human clinical trials. And then, of course, we'll have them.
Are antibiotics overprescribed and overused or used when they shouldn't be? Is that part of the problem?
Absolutely. And that's been a problem for a long time. And it's also with the fact that we don't have an appropriate way that we reimburse medicine. So a patient comes in with the sniffles, and of course they want an antibiotic because they assume it's going to help them, right? Which it would if it is a bacterial infection, and that bacterial infection is sensitive to those antibiotics. And so they push for that prescription. And in addition, physicians are falsely given extra, you know, the DRGs, the codes that we use. If we prescribe an antibiotic for something that's viral, the doctor is given more money. And that's just completely inappropriate. So there's an incentive on the other side to do the wrong thing. And this increases our risks for antibiotic resistance, and it doesn't help the patient. It exposes them to the side effects that can exist from that particular antibiotic that's used.
That's why when I'm sick, I call Dr. Eileen Marty, and since I'm a hypochondriac, I call her twice a day. Thanks, Dr. Marty, as always, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Have a good day.
Excellent.